Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Slight chance for scattered rain showers today, otherwise mainly sunny skies. Daytime highs approaching 79. Southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies again tonight, lows level off around 63. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 64 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Local school districts around the state of Kansas say that they are still looking for some host families in their local communities to host exchange students coming in from other countries. As KSNC News reports, that many school districts around the state end up having exchange students come in, not only to be able to educate themselves on what American culture is like, but also being able to educate their local communities on what their home country is like as well, bringing opportunity to experience lifestyle and culture of those areas.
Really great for our students and our communities because it teaches them about different cultures, what's going on in the world, and these students bring so much to their communities. A lot of times they have to have requirements to volunteer in their communities and do presentations about their countries, and so they educate our communities through coming.
They say hosting a student is a simple process with an application and acceptance after a house visit. Mid-America Network News.
At Rusty at Ford, it's the dog days of summer, and we have the coolest deals on the hottest models. Get treated like top dog with sizzling deals on the 2024 Escape, Expedition, Edge, and the best-selling truck in America for 47 years, the Ford F-150. 0% APR for 36 months, or 2023 Ford Escape plug-in hybrid, 0% APR for 60 months, or 2023 Mach-E, 0% APR for 72 months. Get your paws on a new ride during our Dog Days of Summer sales event, only at Rusty at Ford. 0% APR on 2024 Escape, Expedition, Edge, and America's number one selling truck, the F-150. Visit Rusty at Ford or RustyAtFord.com today.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Escape, $1,667 per thousand financed. Mach-E, $1,389 per thousand financed. 2024 is $2,777 per thousand financed. Plus taxes and fees. Offers can be combined with approved credit. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit.
COVID-19 back in the news as the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, in conjunction with the Kansas Department of Health and Environment and the University of Missouri, say that levels of COVID-19 among the population are, quote, very high in both Kansas and Missouri, according to what they found in testing of wastewater in both states. KAKE News reports that the announcement comes from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, saying that Kansas and Missouri both are two of the 27 states nationwide, which they say that levels of COVID-19 are, quote, very high. According to the CDC, they use the wastewater testing as a tool to track the potential outbreaks and trends of the virus. As Mark Johnson, professor of molecular biology and immunology at the University of Missouri, says that right now it's a very meaningful tool and useful way to tell how much infection there is in a particular community. According to the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, they say there are 13 different treatment facilities across the state right now that are regularly reporting the wastewater data to the CDC. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
In your bustling lives, we're constantly on the move from hectic commutes to family outings. Blue Valley Insurance offers comprehensive auto coverage to keep you safe on every journey. Whether you're heading to work or driving your kids to practice, we've got you covered. Visit us at convenient locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, or Marysville for personalized auto insurance solutions tailored to your needs. Drive with peace of mind, knowing you're protected by Blue Valley Insurance.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Some drama between the states of Nebraska and the state of Kansas as Kansas Governor Laura Kelly, along with Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach, have officially joined forces in a rare sign of unity between the two political oppositions on Friday last week to oppose Nebraska's planned Platte Republic interbasin transfer that they say would argue to introduce invasive carp that would bring significant harm to Kansas waterways. According to 1011 Now News, they say that the new plan from the state of Nebraska would redirect the water from the Platte River in Nebraska south towards the Republican River Basin that enters the northern part of Kansas.
The plan is currently being reviewed by Nebraska's Department of Natural Resources, as many critics on the Kansas side of the border say they are concerned about introducing invasive carp species that are currently found in the Platte River and putting them into several different key Kansas reservoirs. So far, Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen's office has not immediately responded to the request from the Kansas side of the aisle.
We want to see you in your perfect ride. We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Hey, Wichita, it's Morgan, and I'm here to tell you about my friends at Midwest Kia. If you're in the market for a new Kia, they have over 150 new Kias on the lot and ready to go. They have the sporty K5 and Sorento, the redesigned Sportage, and everyone's favorite, the Telluride. At Midwest Kia, they never price over sticker. The staff is knowledgeable and professional. Their finance team will help you get in the right vehicle at a payment you are comfortable with. The service department is scheduling appointments to keep your new Kia in peak form and get you back on the road as soon as possible. All new Kias come with their 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. At Midwest Kia, they offer a simple, transparent, and fast, better way to buy your next vehicle. Go see them today at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
Have you ever thought about the impact your broadband provider has on our children's educational experience? In today's world, our schools and students rely on broadband internet more than ever for teaching, for interacting, to bring outside expertise into our small schools, and to open up our students' worlds. At Blue Valley Technologies, we believe our students deserve all of the resources in the world, one of the many reasons why we stand by in building robust fiber networks. We wish all the students, families, and educators we serve a successful school year. We are proud to keep you connected.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioner's meeting last Monday was mostly routine business, with interview of county appraiser candidates Tammy Antoine and Joe Mayhew. No decisions were made. A budget hearing was held at a special meeting last Wednesday, with no public coming forward for comment. The mill levy was approved as published at 44.961 mills for 2025. Marshall County Clerk's Office has discovered there may be ownership issues with the recently mailed out revenue neutral rate notices. A software system inadvertently changed ownership names back to ownership prior to 2022, and any changes made these past 2 years may not reflect appropriate ownership. If you received a notice in error, please contact the County Clerk's Office, 562-5361, so they can get this cleared up before tax bills are generated and sent out in November. The office is working with a software company to correct the issue. Washington County Commissioners at last week's meeting held a discussion with several department heads regarding how property valuation process works, how taxes are assessed, and tax dollars are spent. It was noted while the county collects taxes, many are distributed to schools, cities, townships, as well as fire districts and cemeteries, among others. Public confusion regarding recent mailings with valuation and relation to the revenue neutral rate was brought up, as well as the process dictated by the state with regard to valuation. Road and Bridge continues conversations with Greenbelt Express as to a road use agreement for their upcoming project in Washington County. An update was heard on the courthouse fire escape project, with no local contractors interested. A prefabricated model will likely be installed sometime next year at an estimated cost of $217,000. Jason Cook advances to the November general election for 2nd District Nemahal County Commissioner in a three-way Republican primary. Cook took 47%, Lane Hanslick 27%, and Austin Petrie 26% of ballots cast. Jason Cook will face Democrat Angela Dieters-Harkins, who was unopposed in the primary, in the general election in November. In the 3rd District race, Joseph Dollinghouse advances over Sarah Feldkamp with 64% of Republican votes. No Democrat has filed for that position, which is currently held by Dylan Keim, who had filed for 62nd District State Representative, losing that Republican primary ticket to Sean Wilcott with 40%. Keim had 36%, Dorothy Goodman 24% of votes. Roadwork is planned this week in Gage County with a chip seal project on Nebraska Highway 8 from 6 miles west and 3 miles east of Odell. Work may take several days. Traffic will be maintained with a pilot car and flagger, resulting in brief delays. Kansas Department of Transportation is now accepting applications for the fall round of the agency's cost share program, which provides financial assistance to local entities for construction projects that improve safety, leveraging state funds to increase total transportation investment and help both rural and urban areas of the state improve the transportation system. An informational webinar is planned Wednesday, 10 a.m. The application process will be discussed, and attendees can ask questions. All transportation projects are eligible, including roadway, on and off the state system, rail, airport, bicycle, pedestrian, and public transit. Candidate projects should include investments that provide transportation benefits and are not eligible for other department programs. Deadline to submit applications is September 19th. Additional information is available through the Kansas Department of Transportation. Melvin H. Schramm, age 90, of Hanover, passed away August 17. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the Trinity Lutheran Church, rural Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Tuesday from 3 until 8. Family will see friends Tuesday from 5 until 7 at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Melvin Schramm. Doris J. Farwell, age 89, of Dubois, passed away August 15. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30 at the Freedons United Church of Christ, rural Bern. Interment in the church cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 5 until 7 at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Doris Farwell. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens lunch menu today, ham with cornbread, sweet potatoes, asparagus, and tropical fruit. Tomorrow, goulash, French bread, three-bean salad, and peaches. KNDY News time is 7:15.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Do you need your GED? Good news. Registration is Tuesday and Wednesday, August 20th and 21st, from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Lincoln Center, 405 North 4th Street. They also offer citizenship training and tutoring for adult basic education if you're struggling in any college courses. So head down to 405 North 4th Street on Wednesday, August 20th, Tuesday, August 21st, or call 785-629-8300 from 4 to 7 p.m.
Ease the burden on your loved ones with pre-planning services offered through Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville and Anders Fifley Funeral Home in Riley. This is Jared Anders, and we can help you in assuring that your wishes will be taken care of, easing the decision process for your family. From service arrangements to special requests, let us take time to meet your exact needs. Find us online at apfunerals.com or visit us at Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville or at Anders Fifley Funeral Home in Riley.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some scattered showers are possible early on today, then staying mostly sunny with our highs in the lower to mid-80s. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to mid-60s. Sunshine throughout Wednesday with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. And partly cloudy skies throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the lower to mid-60s. Southeast winds between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 20. More sunshine throughout Thursday with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. Southeast winds around 10 miles per hour and gusting as high as 25. Some scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible into Thursday night, otherwise partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid-60s. Then a slight chance for some rain early on Friday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Clear skies into Friday night with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. South winds around 10 and gusting as high as 25. Then sunshine throughout the day on Saturday with our highs in the mid-90s and lower 100s. And mostly clear throughout Saturday night with our lows in the upper 60s and mid-70s. And more sunshine into Sunday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, late August, 87. Record high on this date, 111. The average low, 66, and the record low, 45. Sunset this evening, 8:16. Sunrise in the morning at 6:46. 64 degrees this hour. Light showers, a cloudy overcast here at studios in Marysville. Light band of shower activity pushing from southeast Nebraska just into northeast Kansas this hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 20th of August. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Discover a different kind of health care at Sunflower Medical Clinic. Here you will find personalized after-hours and weekend care in a welcoming space. We offer urgent care, primary care, facial aesthetics, IV hydration, and the newest service is BioT, Bioidentical Hormone Replacement Therapy. No matter what you need, we're here for you. Give us a call at 785-619-6078 and let us welcome you to a new level of care at Sunflower Medical Clinic in downtown Marysville.
Alex Sabario, the Washington Commanders have a starting quarterback, naming second overall pick Jaden Daniels officially their QB for 2024. Head coach Dan Quinn made it official on Monday. Daniels being named the starter comes as no surprise after taking first team reps for most of training camp. Daniels on being named the starter as a rookie.
Just a blessing that DQ and AP trust me to go out there and lead the team, lead the franchise to hopefully win some games. So big ups to them. It's a blessing. Something I dreamt about as a kid, to be at this moment, to experience this moment, it's not that I can say too much.
Daniels, the 2023 Heisman Trophy winner, already the starter for the Commanders' first two preseason games. In those games, Daniels 12 of 15 for 123 yards passing with a rushing touchdown. Now over in New England, what seemed definitive seems like a question now as Patriots head coach Gerard Mayo left the door open on Monday that his decision at the start of camp that Jacoby Brissett would be the starter may not be the case as Drake May continues to impress.
We still don't know right now. We have another preseason game and then a week after that. When I know, I'll let you know. You know, this guy comes in early, leaves late. Every day he's one of those type of guys, and he's done a great job. But I would also say the coaches have done a good job, you know, meeting with him one-on-one, making sure that he's comfortable in this game. But he's absolutely getting better. That was part of the plan. He made some good throws, and I would say his teammates can see that confidence growing as well. And hopefully this is an upward trajectory from here.
May, the third overall selection in the 2024 draft, Patriots will face the Commanders on Sunday in their final preseason game. Patriots fans will watch the reps closely. Houston Astros skipper Joe Espada said Monday that Justin Verlander would be returned turning off of the injured list to start the game Wednesday in the series finale against the Boston Red Sox. Verlander has been out of the Astros rotation since June the 9th. Astros did walk off to their 11th win in their last 12 games with a comeback 5-4 victory over the Red Sox. Yainer Diaz with the walk-off winner in the bottom of the 9th. Dodgers get Max Muncy back in the lineup for the first time since May 17th. He hit a home run in his return. The Dodgers win 3-0 over Seattle.
I'm Tiffany, founder of Harlem Pilates. When I couldn't find Pilates in my neighborhood, I started a studio from my studio apartment. Chase Inc. helped me grow from one Pilates studio to three. Because when you start small, you're going to need some big help.
With the Chase Inc. business cash card, you can earn up to 5% cash back on business essentials, so your business can go from here to possible. Chase for business. Make more of what's yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Getting ready for back to school at Macy's is all about fresh starts and new looks, making it one of summer's greatest hits. Save on must-haves like cargos, mini dresses, jeans, and more that'll hold up from the first day of school to the last. Plus, you'll find all the top quality brands you love, like Nike, Jordan, Levi's, and the all-new Epic Threads. Shop Macy's and make the first day back the best one yet. Check out Macy's.com/back to school today.
Ride into summer savings with Crownover Auto Sales in Marysville. This is Andrew Crownover, and with our full selection, be ready to cruise in style and be the envy of the neighborhood with your new ride sitting in the driveway. With new arrivals daily, visit CrownoverAutoSales.com or stop by and see either me or Ethan today.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Last week's gains spilling over on Wall Street as investors keep one eye on the Democratic National Convention and the other on this week's economic gathering in Jackson Hole. The Nasdaq Monday was up nearly 1.4%. The S&P gained just shy of 1%. The Dow was up 0.6%. Not yet cleared for takeoff, but Alaska Airlines and Hawaiian Airlines are a big step closer to their merger. The Justice Department's chosen not to challenge the deal after months of review. The Department of Transportation must still sign off. 7-Eleven, the nation's largest convenience store chain, could be closer to a deal. It's the subject of takeover interest from the company that operates Circle K. 7-Eleven's Japanese owners say they have not decided whether to engage in talks. And layoffs at General Motors, about 1,000 salaried workers in its software and services divisions are losing their jobs. About half of the cuts are from the U.S. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Good Tuesday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. And it is Tuesday morning, and at these times, we check in with the latest Steckline report with Larry Steckline. Good morning, Larry. What's the latest?
Well, folks, we loaded them up and hauled them to the El Dorado Livestock Market. And a lot of buyers, too, which I like. We had about 35 cows and 34 calves, and we had 60 steers. And a little bit worried because the week before was weak. The futures market went to pot on us, and that makes those buyers down in the mouth when they come to the auction. And so that particular week wasn't the greatest in the world, and I wondered if I backed it up with another week of that kind of stuff, that would be sickening. But futures rebounded, and quite honestly, I think we were back to ground one. Here's kind of what happened. We had the calves off of those cows. Those were just baby-born calves. Heifers weighed 329 pounds, brought $3.31 a pound. Some 419-pound heifers brought $3.37. Some six mixed steers weighed 409, brought $3.63. Eight mixed steers weighed 472, 345. The rest of the steers right around $3. Feeder steers weighing 557. They sold for $3.20. Six 781-pounders. $2.91. I paid so much for them, I didn't make a heck of a lot of money. So what else is new on the farm, right? I mean, to tell you, it's tough to make a buck. And I got to tell you, I'm happy that they're out of here because the dry facility that we have right now called pasture is not worth 15 cents for anybody. It is the driest I've ever seen it. Ponds are all dried up. I had problems even getting them enough water. Thanks for being with us. We'll see you with more details on whether this market's going to stay this strong or not in the next Steckline Report.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. As fall approaches, pastures are declining in nutritional value and more specifically protein content. This decline leaves certain producers to consider supplementing their cow herds with additional feed resources. K-State Cow-Calf Extension Specialist Jason Warner lists several feedstuffs that can be fed to cattle needing more protein.
The most common one we typically think about is alfalfa hay. In most situations, going to run anywhere from 15 to 20% crude protein. A lot of our byproduct sources, our byproduct feedstuffs that we have out there available to utilize, things like distillers grains, whether they're in the dry or the wet form, corn gluten feed, again, either in the dry or the wet form. A lot of those types of products will run anywhere from the low 20s, 22 to 23, on up to maybe 30% crude protein. Wheat mids or wheat screenings or sunflower screenings, oftentimes those will be in maybe the 15 to 20% crude protein range. Some of the other more traditional protein sources, things like cottonseed meal or canola meal, urea, of course, which is a non-protein nitrogen source.
He explains how often producers should provide a protein supplement to their cattle.
Cattle have developed over the course of time to survive on really low-quality forage diets, and we know that ruminants have a very unique ability to recycle some protein, recycle some nitrogen. So as a result, that allows them to be able to survive on low-quality forages and particularly go for an extended period of time without consuming a lot of protein. We know from feeding studies that we don't always necessarily have to supply protein in the diet in the case of cows or calves that we're looking for a relatively low or moderate rate of gain on them. We'll see similar performance if we supplement protein infrequently, so maybe twice a week or maybe three times a week, as opposed to feeding them or supplementing them daily.
Warner discusses the protein requirements for a lactating cow and a fall calving cow herd.
most situations, they're going to be able to consume enough low-quality forage to maybe supply 1.5 to maybe 1.7 pounds of crude protein daily. And so when we think about meeting the needs of that female, we might have to supply an additional maybe 1 pound of crude protein to that female on a daily basis in order to meet her needs if she needs about 2.8 or maybe close to 3 pounds of total protein. So if we think about if we had to supplement a pound of total protein itself, that means we'd have to feed 3 pounds bred per day of a 30% crude protein supplement.
That was K-State Cow-Calf Extension Specialist Jason Warner with considerations for producers feeding their cattle additional protein. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Summer heat got you fired up? Stop by Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Beatrice and cool down with amazing deals on new and used vehicles. Twin Rivers has incentives and rebates on almost all new vehicles in stock, and they've slashed prices on the whole used lot. Something for everyone at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Beatrice. Stop in anytime on West Court Street or go online anytime to twinriv.com. Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Beatrice.
A perceptive ear can tell when rain is on the way, and we're not talking about listening to the weather report. We will explain on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, August 20th, the 233rd day of the year. Former U.S. President Benjamin Harrison was born in 1833, and the Rolling Stones' first number one record, Satisfaction, was released on this day 59 years ago in England. Today's notation on our almanac calendar page says, when woodpeckers are much heard, rain will follow. It's a piece of old-time wisdom that seems to hold true, but it has less to do with the appetite of the woodpeckers than the physics of sound propagation. You may also notice that distant train whistles, fog horns, or church bells are more easily heard. It's because humidity tends to rise before a storm, and moist air conducts sound better than dry air. There's a corollary proverb that says sound travels far and wide before a storm. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
731 from KNDY, 63 degrees. A few light scattered showers under a cloudy overcast. Highs around 80 on another mild day ahead of us today. Radar indicating those light scattered showers pushing east across southeast Nebraska, parts northeast Kansas. Pretty hit and miss this time.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. Game number 2 of the preseason for the NFL is officially wrapped up as the Kansas City Chiefs fell again by 1 point this time to the Detroit Lions at home at Arrowhead Stadium. They lost 24-23 Saturday afternoon. It was a strong start for the Chiefs with quarter number 1 putting 13 points on the board and shutting out the Lions, along with putting another field goal in by the second quarter. But it was all the Lions in the second half putting 3 points on in quarter number 3 and 9 points on in quarter number 4. Kansas City Chiefs were held to only one touchdown in the fourth quarter of the second half. Patrick Mahomes ended up throwing a total of 93 yards and going 8-for-14 with passing attempts, with Denerick Prince being the top rusher for the game, putting 47 yards on the board with 7 carries, averaging 6.5 yards a carry. There is one more preseason game before the official season starts, and that's coming up this Thursday with a Thursday evening game again at home at Arrowhead Stadium as the Chiefs take on the Chicago Bears. That kickoff at 7:20.
At rusty at Ford. It's the dawn days of summer, and we have the coolest deals on the hottest models. Get treated like top dog with sizzling deals on the 2024 Escape, Expedition, Edge, and the best-selling truck in America for 47 years, the Ford F-150. 0% APR for 36 months, or 2023 Ford Escape plug-in hybrid. 0% APR for 60 months, or 2023 Mach-E. 0% APR for 72 months. Get your paws on a new ride during our Dog Days of Summer sales event. Only at Rusty at Ford. 0% APR at 2024 Escape, Expedition, Edge, and America's number one selling truck, the F-150. Visit Rusty at Ford or RustyEckFord.com today.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Escape, $1,667 per thousand financed. Mach-E, $1,389 per thousand financed. 2024 is $2,777 per thousand financed. Plus taxes and fees. Offers can be combined with approved credit. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit.
It's week number one for college football around the country, but we're 1 week away still here in the state of Kansas before the K-State Wildcats and the Jayhawks end up getting on the football field. But as we get closer to the kickoff here in the States, Coach Chris Klieman from the Kansas State Wildcats says that he's excited going into year number six as the head coach of the team.
No, it's right on pace, honestly. It's hard to believe that this is year six. Coach Riley and I were talking about that when camp opened, about how quickly it's gone. And we've had a Big 12 championship, which I don't know if everybody thought saw coming. I think we did as a staff in a locker room, because we thought we had a really good team that year. And then we've continued to make steps. You know, last year we won 9 games, let a couple slip, but had a really good football team and nothing to be ashamed about with 9 wins. And then we have a lot of guys returning. We have a lot of new guys, but I'm excited going into year six, especially with the new league. It's such a wide open race.
The Wildcats go into week number one next Saturday on the 31st of August against UT Martin at home in Lawrence.
KNDY.